Definitely a lot. He's really stepping into his role. He's getting much more confident, you know, much more comfortable with the play call and commanding the huddle, and I think he's doing very well.
There you have Caleb McGarry yesterday, live with us at training camp, where it was live yesterday. If you missed the interview, check it out on the Odyssey app or on the Andy and Randy podcast page, which, by the way, there will be an off-the-cuff podcast today at 2 o'clock as well, so
yes.
Be sure to check that out.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, A made us do one.
He did.
Yeah.
I'm glad we did. It was fun.
I'm not going to tell them what it was about. You got to tune in. We had some.
You got to tune in.
Very interesting discussion about sundresses.
Yeah.
I usually read that.
Yeah. And not what you expect.
Not what you expect.
Okay. Because everybody's done that one.
Yeah.
Everybody's done that
but
one.
But it is.
A fresh take on sundresses.
Yeah. There we go. There we go. A fresh new take. Andy's new take.
Yeah. It's just a thought that I had.
Yeah.
So you can check that out at 2 o'clock today.
And only he had,
Abe and Randy did not. I tried to get them by the end of the podcast to be like, see? And they were like, nope, still not doing it. All right. So anyway, Caleb McGarry, that was him talking about Michael Penix. All good stuff. All what you would expect him to say.
Yeah.
The right thing to say, but also what everybody is saying. And I think more importantly, kind of what we've seen, just being out there. Not that you're going to be able to glean 100% of what Michael Penix's year is going to be like this year from seeing scrimmages and stuff like that. But we did this conversation a little bit on Tuesday of like, what is a good camp and what does that mean?
Right.
Well, certainly not a bad camp.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of glaring when someone's having a bad camp. I think a good camp is a quiet camp, and by and large, he's had one of those.
Yeah, I think, you know, he's been from, and we can read reports. I was out there a little bit longer yesterday than I've been. And he looked good. I mean, he was dropping down. We talked about he had the one scramble where I was like, damn, Mike can move, you know. And so, but, I mean, there have been where it was a situation where the ball was tipped and he almost threw an interception. The guy dropped it. And so, I mean, these are just the ebbs and flows of what training camp is, especially first time starting at that position. But you saw the talent. I mean, the video, that throw to Ray Ray in the cloud, the video,
really,
and just how he just dropped it in the bucket. And then the back of the end zone throw to Drake. I mean, we know he has all that. We know, but it's all about, me and Joe Patch were talking about it. It's the Zach Robinson, and they have to help him with it, because we talked about you got to find him completions.
Yep.
You got to be able to find him those underneath and let your receivers get the yaks for you and things like that. Make the routine and make the hard spectacular.
Yeah, make your layups is what Ross said to us early in camp about Michael Penix. I think, there's kind of those are the two. Because there's the stuff you know is going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's going to make the spectacular throw a couple times a game.
Yes. Oh!
It's just a matter of doing the really fundamental stuff 100% of the time, or as close to it as you can, and then minimizing the mistakes,
because
there's going to be mistakes.
But that's what great quarterbacks do. Great quarterbacks make the layups.
Yep.
Now, then there's phenomenal quarterbacks that make you do the and those are always the highly rated quarterbacks.
Exactly.
Those are Patrick. Exactly. That's Lamar.
Right.
That's Josh. That's Joe. That's Jay. Those are those guys that compete for stuff.
But then there's those random guys who have the physical ability, and they do that, but then they also make horrifying mistakes too, like Jameis, or like there's guys,
Justin Fields,
like there's guys with physical attributes that could make them star quarterbacks, but
Trevor Lawrence,
then there's the mistakes that they make that don't, you know, that kind of average it out. Penix has physical attributes that could make him a star quarterback. You just make sure he doesn't make mistakes to sort of even it out. Falcons Lions tomorrow, preseason game number one. From a Lions perspective, we haven't mentioned this yet, but a local tie, Dan Jackson, who played good in the Hall of Fame game, had I think like six tackles or something like that in the Hall of Fame game, got hurt in practice, and it sounds like it's pretty bad.
Yeah,
it sounds like he's probably not gonna play tomorrow. But.
Yeah, man, I hate that. I just hated that, man. I'm so really looking forward to not saying that Dan's career is over. I'm looking forward to watching him play, because I think Dan's gonna be a long pro.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really do. He's just one of them dudes that you just want on your football team that, you know, you can rely on and you can put him anywhere, and he's going to find a way to get the job done. So,
he's an example of what we were talking about in the first segment.
Exactly.
A guy who just did not quit.
Exactly.
And he won't quit with this injury, and I don't know how long term, but they were very, you know, they'll never tell you,
right,
but they kind of hint, and they were like, it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that kind of leads you to believe. But anyway, he's not going to quit, and I'm sure he'll be back at some point, but you won't see Dan Jackson tomorrow in the preseason game for the Lions. Let's hear Spencer Strider talking about a really tough outing yesterday.
I think it shows they're a really good baseball team, number one. But, I mean, I don't know that tonight is indicative of anything specific to my injury. Mm-hmm. I would say that, you know, they are a really good team and hit a lot of executed pitches and, you know, seem to have a really good plan at the plate, and they did, you know, all series, I'd say. So yeah, I think tonight was more about them than me.
Yeah, I mean, and that, again, the right thing to say. I know a lot of people wanted to make it indicative about the injury that he's recovering from.
Yeah.
I would say the 9 starts prior to that, his ERA was under 3.
Yeah.
So, you know, put all those 10 together, still pretty good run.
Right, right.
And even, you know, even like last year, Chris Sale, who won the Cy Young, would had mixed in a couple bad starts in there. It happens.
Right. He just don't look how I'm used to seeing.
That's the thing.
Yeah,
I
think that's the biggest thing.
I think, yeah, the true test will be next year about, because then it'll be a year removed fully from the brace surgery. Yeah. He's still very good, clearly.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
he's been effective. But it's possible that with 2 elbow surgeries, because the brace surgery the last one, and he had Tommy John in college.
Right.
It's possible that 2 elbow surgeries before 30, you're just not going to be a power with his frame,
yes,
like, because it was all torque and every ounce that you could get out of that you could do. It's not natural heat like a lot of these guys have. And maybe he's just not that guy anymore.
I don't know. I mean, it's and I don't want. I'm not gonna. Put, I don't
want
to put that.
And yeah, I don't want,
I know you're not.
Yeah,
doing
I'm not
that
trying
either.
To say. He's
I know you're not trying to do that. But I think the biggest thing is that when I look at him, I just don't see it, and that's what you see. And what we talk about, he's one of them. He's a cocky ass dude when he's pitching, and when he's spinning around on that foot on that around that mound, that leg kicking. You know, that Spencer. You don't see it a lot no more. And he's getting hit around, and he's getting taken deep, and all those things. So, I mean, it's one of those things where you let him work his way through it, and then we try to regroup and we bounce back, because it's just been one of those seasons for him. I think that's the biggest thing about this year. Good to see Michael go yard yesterday.
And he absolutely destroyed baseball.
It was good to see him. Profar, he caught it this time. Boy,
he hit a home run himself.
Yeah,
so that was good.
And so, I mean, it would have been better if he hit it yesterday.
It would have been cool.
Yeah, it would have
been pretty cool.
But, you know, we don't live in the past, Buck. We don't live in the past.
We can't. We can't, man. All we can do is learn from it, Randy.
What did you learn from it?
What did I learn from what? I've learned a lot from the past.
No, don't talk about
the man I am today standing in front of you is just all the mistakes I've made along the way.
I believe that. I believe that. I believe that.
I thought that's what you meant.
Yeah, I believe that.
What did I learn from Profar?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I'm
bad situational hitter, everybody on the team.
Exactly. I was like, yeah, he hits when you don't need it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He hits when you don't need it. Not saying he didn't need it yesterday, but I'm saying he hits him.
If you want to read some numbers that'll make you mad, Dave O'Brien wrote an article that came out this morning about the Braves' situational hitting and just how
bad.
Crazy it's been since
bad.
I think it was May 1st of last year. For whatever reason, kind of when everything turned. As far as a lot of that stuff goes, but just hitting with runners in scoring position, it's bad. Yeah, it's really bad. And especially because it's the same group of guys that in like the 4 years prior to that, not the exact same group of guys, but a lot of the same guys were the third best team in baseball for that stretch of time. And then the last year plus, almost 2 full years of baseball, they just can't do it.
I'm blaming the balls.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to blame the balls. I don't got nothing else to do.
Yeah, no, I was going to do the thing where I was like, fine.
I'll blame the balls.
The Braves are using different balls than everybody.
Yeah, they are. We got to find a new manufacturer. All right, is the ball still Rawlings?
You know, that's a good question. Does it Rawlings?
It's still Rawlings.
Is it Rawlings?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You know, I found the Ozuna ball that we have at the house.
It's already destroyed, right?
Not destroyed.
Oh, I thought Boone got a hold of it.
No, Boone didn't get a hold of it. We just started playing catch with it.
Oh, that's what it was.
When he was batting like 160
yeah.
a couple years ago.
Right.
My brother was in town, and he was like, let's play catch. And I was like, only ball I have is this Ozuna ball.
Right.
But he's not doing it. Let's do it.
We're not playing with gloves?
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're out in the front yard just long tossing. Trying to throw knuckleballs.
That ball's coming out really hot.
Oh, yeah. Because who knows? Maybe Alex, I live pretty close to the park.
You do.
Maybe Anthopoulos is driving by.
That would be great. Like,
mechanics.
The rookie, was that it?
Yeah.
The rookie with
Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid,
right?
Yeah. Dennis Quaid was throwing by the speed thing.
Yeah, with his high school team.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That could be me.
Hey, man, I told you never could put me dream. I still think you're going to get 5'10".
Well, that would mean I shrunk. Because I'm taller than 5'10".
How tall are you?
He did it.
I made it.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'11".
Oh, that's right. That's right. My bad.
Rusty says no one says they're 5'11", because if you were 5'11", you'd just say you're 6 feet tall. And I was like, to hell with that. I'm 5'11". And so, then I measured myself, and I'm not 5'11".
I didn't think so.
But I am 5'10 and a quarter.
That's what I said.
But then you also said we're not allowed to do quarters anymore.
Who said
I guess
that?
You did, like a couple months ago.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
Because
I guess tall guys get to make the rules about how short guys measure themselves.
No, we do not. No, we do not. I think you should be able to measure your height any way you want to. All right?
Let me measure it from the ground. Because, we're the same height.
Because I'm 6'3 and a quarter.
Yeah,
but
see?
I say 6'4.
Great.
Majority.
So that's a big round up.
Yes.
And I like that.
Yeah.
Good for you. Because my hair is pretty
tall. When I stand beside a 6'4 guy, I look pretty much the same.
You're right there.
Yeah, right there.
You're right there.
As long as I'm not 6'2.
See, my thing is this. My head is big and my hair is high.
Yes.
So
I'm taller.
I'm getting there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't want to be 6'2, though.
I would give so much to be 6'2.
Yeah.
What would you give?
What are you taking?
How many inches do you need to get to 6'2"? Where are you? You're like 5'10"?
Yeah, I'm 5'9". No.
5'9"?
No, I'm 5'9".
Okay. So that's, oh boy. So that's 1, 2, that's 5 inches.
That's good math, yes.
5 fingers?
My fingers or someone else's?
Yours.
You don't need them.
No.
Well, no,
no.
No, you can type with one hand.
You could have three on one and two on the other.
You can type a rundown with one hand.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I'm...
Abe's a hunt and peck typer anyway.
Any body parts here.
Abe's not a hunt pecker.
Yeah, he's a hunt
pecker. Abe, you a hunt pecker?
I have a modified style. It's a combo. You're right there, Bunk.
Of course he does. Of course he does. He doesn't home row or hunt and peck. He's got the Abe technique. Oh, God.
He types like a damn a detective. You ever seen a detective on TV shows type up the reports? Tick, 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 tick.
Do you ever wish you could type like a court stenographer, just like 300 words a minute? Wouldn't that be cool?
I don't type enough to have that skill.
I guess I don't either, really. I text, and I got my thumbs. Anyway, we'll come back. We're going to talk a little college football after this. We didn't get to, I want to mention this. Atlanta United won last night. They haven't done a lot of that.
There we go, baby!
And it was Gonzalo Pineda's team that they beat. So
Even better. Kick GP to the curb. He's the reason. I'm blaming Rollins. And I'm blaming GP.
Yeah. It's never our team's fault.
Yeah.
It's someone else's.
Yeah.
Gonzalo Pineda, the stench of his reign still hangs over the organization.
I'm blaming him, too.
Yeah. All right. We'll come back and talk some college football after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.